Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Action Park Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sit back, relax, enjoy. The only place you need to be for the next 45 minutes is right here on the Burnley Dumb Show. Adrenaline cranking this morning, boys and girls. You probably know, for those of you seeing on the visual right now, probably notice sitting here in a podcast studio right now. For those of you driving in your cars, however you're listening to the show, probably noticed things aren't muffled. It actually sounds normal around here. I told you folks earlier that I have a big announcement coming up this week on the Burnley Dumb Show, and that's exactly what we have here today. Ladies and gentlemen, folks, when we started the Burnley Dumb Show, I was working at the Four Seasons, and to be quite frank with you, I didn't know that I could really be doing this, that this was a full-time opportunity for me, that it was something that I could actually make out of a career. Couple months into working at the Four Seasons, Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, and Bro Bible approached me at the same time, and that's when it kind of hit me that, holy shit, you know, I could make a career out of this. Barstool's always something that I wanted to do. It's always been a dream of mine. It's, you can't deny what they're doing over there. It's just, it's incredible, and as good as they are, what it came down to and the reason that I chose Bro Bible was Bro Bible really gave me the opportunity to and the freedom to be able to bet on myself, and that's exactly what I wanted to do, and that's why I went with Bro Bible. You know, there was times where I did think to myself, holy shit, you know, I just turned down the biggest guy in the game. It wasn't an easy phone call to make or, you know, to tell Dave that, no, you know, I wasn't be going to Barstool, because, again, it was always a dream of mine. But Bro Bible really allowed that freedom for me to kind of, you know, bet on myself, and that's exactly what we did. At the same time, with the cast of characters that we were bringing on, the Jersey Jerrys, the Joey Coldcuts, Benny the Jet, who's been our editor for the longest time, Matty Rigatoni, they gave me the ability to bring those guys in, and to be quite frank with you, I couldn't leave them, and I just didn't want to leave them, and we ended up building something with Bro Bible through the Brilliantly Dumb Show, and, you know, we were able to do a lot of good things over there. Fast forward a year later, and yeah, I got to be quite frank, I can't be more thankful for the opportunity, you know, that Bro Bible gave me, and the first people, really, you know, that bet on me. And with that, folks, we have yet another announcement to make. After that year with Bro Bible, another opportunity came up to even bet on myself even more and even to double down here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. That opportunity came with Kevin Connolly over at Action Park Media, folks. Moving forward, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is going to be presented to you and brought to you by Action Park Media. I think our overall production in terms of the studio is going to enhance. Again, for those of you listening right now, you probably noticed that the production is a lot better right now, and I just think it's going to enhance the overall program, the overall show in general. Kevin Connolly, who's been behind Action Park, believes in me, believes in the show, and it's just something that I really thought was a no-brainer. And I think the people that we're going to be able to roll in here on a weekly basis is really going to be something special. I really do. And with that being said, as you see the hat right here on Action Park Media, again, moving forward now, another key piece was a young man by the name of Jersey Jerry. And we all know Jersey Jerry has visited Barstool Sports and important that Dave, you know, had Jerry in. Of course, Jerry, you know, Dave realized how good Jerry was, and a lot of people asked, you know, what's happening with Jerry? Is Jerry going over to Barstool Sports? And to be quite frank with you folks, it's really not my story to tell. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on the Jersey native himself. This is Gerard Gilfone. Gerard Gilfone, are you with us? Gerard Gilfone, are you with us? Jerry Don, are you with us?
Yo, what's up, Bobby? Hear me?
Jerry Don, I set the stage for you. Like I said, it's my story to tell. Tell the folks, it's your story. It's your story to tell. Let it rip, Jerry Don. Tell the fine folks here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show what the future holds for Jersey Jerry.
Hey, Bob, I just want to start off by saying, you know, I wouldn't be in the position I am today if it wasn't for you, man. And, you know, over these past couple months, I don't look at you as a friend. I look at you as a brother. These last couple months been pretty wild. I'd say about 6-7 months ago, I had about maybe 1,100 followers on Instagram. Today we're looking at about 11,000, and then I'm proud of that. You know what I mean? It shows how far I've came in such little time, Bob. So for everybody wondering on the podcast, I've been getting a lot of DMs. I've been getting a lot of messages. I put up a picture with me and David Portnoy from Barstool Sports. He invited me down to the headquarters, and you know, we talked business, and you know, I respect Dave. I respect everything that he does with Barstool Sports. I think he's great. I think the company is great. But, you know, I go back to my roots, Bob, from where I started as an 18, 19-year-old kid sleeping next to a dumpster. And I could have gave up, and I could have took the easy way out and just, you know, gave up on everything, gave up on life. You know what I mean? But I said, I'm going to do this the hard way. You know, I'm going to get up on my 2 feet. I'm going to go get sober. And that's what I did. And this time around, I could have took the easy way. I could have went to Barstool Sports. I got a pretty good deal. The 2-year deal, looking at, 6 figures, and, respectfully, I declined. I sat down with the biggest dog in the game, the biggest boy on the internet, and I looked at him straight in the face, and respectfully, I said, Dave, I'll see you in the funny papers.
He ain't fucking leaving, ladies and gentlemen. He ain't fucking leaving, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Don is here to stay.
So here's how it's going to work here now. A couple months ago on the podcast, you know, a lot of people were talking and saying, you know, Jerry, what happens one day down the line if Dave Portnoy comes at you with a deal? Would you ever leave Bobby Burger? And I told the fans, I ain't never been a sellout. I ain't never been a sucker. So what we got going on now is I'm grateful for the opportunity that's in front of me. I just signed my first media deal ever, thanks to Kevin Conley and Action Park
Put
Media.
Put it on, Jerry Diesel! Put it on, Jerry Diesel! Bang! 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 Let's go, Jerry Don! You know, I tell you, folks, there was so much going on behind the scenes. And Jerry, I said to you all along, and we both have a lot of respect for Barstool Sports. That was where I always wanted to be. You always wanted to be at Barstool Sports. But when you called me that morning, I kept saying to you, I said, Barstool's going to contact you, Jerry. They're going to contact you. They were constantly reposting you. And I said, Jerry, the day's going to come. We started the Brilliantly Dumb Show together. And I knew when you went into Barstool, and I said to you, you know what, if it's an opportunity that you want to take, they'll be able to blow you up right away, no question about it. look what Dave's doing. I mean, the guy's an absolute machine. And I said to you, Jerry, but with that being said, there's business to finish here, Jerry Don.
Yeah. Yeah, we have unfinished business. And I remember starting this, you know, I told you, Bob, and I told a lot of other people, you know, one day I'll be at the top and you'll be at the top, and not just separately. We'll be at the top together. And that's why I decided, you know, if I'm going to start something, you know, I'm going to finish it no matter what, you know what I mean? And let's get things straight. I could have took the easy way, you know what I mean? Listen, if I went to Barstool Sports, I'm sure they would have blew me up pretty quick, you know what I mean? I'm sure I would have gained 30, 40, 50,000 followers within a couple months, you know what I mean? But I go back to what I said before. I ain't never been a sellout, Bob. I got the rights to Jersey Jerry. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this next chapter, man, with Kevin and Action Park Media. From where I was to where I am now, you know, life comes at you fast. I think Ricky Bobby said this. Life comes at you fast. Buckle up.
It sure as hell does, Jerry Don. There ain't no question about it. And, you know, Jerry, I always said to you, I said, first things first, we got business to finish, and we got to take care of the job. And I really do feel like as the show progressed, I just said, you know what, Jerry, our time is coming. We're turning that corner. It's going to pop. It's going to pop. It's going to pop. There's a lot of work to do. There's no question about it. But yeah, we both talked and we both believe Kevin Connolly and Action Park Media is the guy and the company that is going to take this show, Jerry Don, to the next level.
Yeah, and that's another thing that drove me towards Kevin and Action Park Media. Listen, let's get this straight. Let's not get this twisted. Dave is big time. Dave is real big time. But one thing Portnoy isn't is Portnoy's not Hollywood. I always envisioned myself sitting next to the Hollywood sign in California, you know, and that's where I want to be, you know what I mean? And this deal with Kevin Connolly and Action Park Media, it was the best deal for me. And I'm just excited, man. And I think, you know, I got something to prove here. And people are going to come at me after this and say, Jerry, you just made a big mistake. Jerry.
Not the brilliantly dumb faithful. Not the brilliantly dumb faithful, Jerry Don.
You know, no, I agree with that. But, of course, you know how people talk. There's going to be a lot of DMs coming my way, coming, you know, your way. Jerry should have went to Barstool. Listen, man, I look at it like this, man. You know, people can say what they want, but unless they're in your shoes, then they really have no say. You know what I mean? I didn't want the rights given up to my name. I want respect put on Jersey Jerry. Nobody will ever tell me, hey, I own Jersey Jerry. I created Jersey Jerry. I started Jersey Jerry. And I respect Jersey Jerry.
Well, Jerry Don, without further ado, let's bring in the man behind it all. The CEO of Action Park Media and the entourage man himself, Mr. Kevin Connolly. Jerry Don, give it up for Mr. Connolly.
Guys,
right there.
I'm misty listening to that. That was a very emotional opening of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Thanks for having me on. Guys, I'm flattered. Robbie, Jerry, this is great. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be awesome. And to echo your sentiments, listen, Portnoy, the guy's a beast. He's on the Mount Rushmore. He's on the whatever. He's got a statue, whatever it is. He's great. And nobody could ever take away from what the guy's done. He's fucking crushed it. That said, we're West Coast style. We're Southern California. Jerry, if you went to the Hollywood sign, you'd probably get robbed and you might end up dead. You want to stay the fuck away from that Hollywood sign. I assure you, it looks pretty in pictures, but I assure you, don't go anywhere near that fucking Hollywood sign.
Casey, let me ask you something, okay?
Sure.
How do you get Action Park Media started, and B, how do you come about for the folks out there to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, myself and Jerry Don himself?
Okay, well, you know, we got started. We actually launched our first shows on January 8th of last year. And lo and behold, 2 months later, boom, pandemic hits. We've been lucky. We've done really well. We've been able to build. But I think truthfully, and it comes around, it goes to show that, you know, being a good guy does have does come with
come
some benefits.
No question.
And you guys were looking for Robert O'Neill,
yeah.
The man allegedly that shot Bin Laden. You guys were looking for a studio to record, and they said, hey, and I said, yeah, absolutely, you know, come on in. To me, there's plenty of room for success for everybody. And I didn't look at Bro Bible as competition. It's there's plenty of room for everybody. Come on in, bring him in, pay the engineer. And that's where I met you. And then we had a couple drinks of Goal. And
well,
it's just been...
we have a couple drinks of Goal. I interview Robert O'Neill again, the guy who, you know, allegedly had shot Osama bin Laden. And then I see at Goal 2 days later and you got a full blown impression of me interviewing Robert O'Neill.
Well, it's funny. If you go back and you listen to that episode, Robert O'Neill says to Rod, didn't he say this to you before? So we're only going to do 10 minutes on Bin Laden.
Yes. What
Robbie's like,
fuck?
Well, what the fuck are we going to do for the other 50 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. I was prepping all week. Oh, I was prepping all month for. Right,
you knew
before,
the name of Bin Laden's sons,
wives.
I knew
the fucking family. I knew the whole family tree, the whole nine yards. Could you give me a quick, it goes to show just how much you picked up from that. Give me a quick Robbie Berger interview.
The other thing too is you remember his dad was there, which threw, you got to get the dad involved in the interview,
which
right?
I didn't know he was going to come out.
No, he was
going to
be there. So now you're calling the audible.
Correct.
Now he calls the audible. Got to throw dad in there.
Yeah.
Right? So you're just saying things like, so walk me through. you get the call. And you got Bin Laden. Do you know what's Bin Laden? Do you know what's... Dad, does your dad know that you're going after Bin Laden? Are you nervous when you know he's going after Bin Laden? Does he have an idea?
I'm like, I was sitting in the control room. I'm like, oh, man. This fucking, you know, it was... I mean, it was a great interview. And truthfully, it added kind of an element, having his dad. At first, I was like, holy shit, this is going to be a disaster. But it was interesting because I'd never heard him and his dad.
Well, it was the second interview I had done since being with Bro Bible. So
oh, really?
It was the second one that I had ever
Did
done. So I was prepping from the time I knew we got him. I was prepping all right. week for him. And, you know, then you throw his dad in there and it threw a monkey wrench. But like you said, it ended up adding
right.
a great dimension. KC, I want to...
Also, too, I'd like to say there was no illegal tampering.
No.
I guess my point is when Robbie came in, I wasn't saying like, okay, I'm going to let this guy come in and then I'm going to make a move on him.
No,
I think you and I just kind of hit it off.
100%.
We played some golf. We had some drinks at Goal. There was never, it just is the way
well,
that
Well, that was the beauty of it too. Then a couple days later, I walk into your sports bar, Goal Sports Bar, with my cousin having a drink next to
Your cousin's you know? A regular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the time.
All the time, yeah.
All the time. So it's just funny how these
right.
things work.
Small world.
KC, I want to take you, you know what I do got to give you credit for? Is, you know, originally when it comes to Jersey Jerry, okay?
Unbelievable, this guy.
We were talking about getting the show over to Action Park, and originally Jersey Jerry was going to be in the mix, and he was never going to be an employee at Action Park
right.
out of the gate. But then I make the phone call to you, and this is where I got to give you a lot of credit. I do make the phone call to you, and I just want to let you know, Portnoy's interviewing Jersey Jerry. Jersey Jerry's going in the bar.
Yeah, but Jerry, you got to know. But by the way, I'm on the golf course. Mm. Par three, third hole, lake at Mountain Gate, phone rings, it's Robbie, and you were rattled, bro.
I was shook.
Shook is the word.
There's no question about it.
You were like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I was like, okay, well, let me finish out this nine. And then I will call you in an hour. I will call you in an hour. I call you. He's like, well, you got an offer. They're going to take him. I said, okay, well, we'll see what we can do. And, you know, listen, again, we're not Barstool. Right, Barstool is a juggernaut. We'll get there. But I did recognize. I mean, listen, this is a massive free agency signing.
Yeah,
this is you know Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Is that a better analogy for you?
Yeah.
You didn't like it when I called you Russell Westbrook.
Well, yeah, when I joined, he told me, you know, you're kind of like the Russell Westbrook, and I said Russell Westbrook never really wins, and right now he's in Washington, and his career isn't looking so hot.
I
great
just love
player,
Russell
but
Westbrook.
Yeah, and I said, can we do maybe you know a different analogy?
Durant and Kyrie.
There we go.
Jerry, are you cool with Kyrie?
Yeah, I mean, listen, to be honest, Kevin, to be completely honest, you know, it took me a couple days to tell Robbie when Portnoy, you know, was reaching out. And I said, you know, I have to tell Rob, you know what I mean? I already knew Robbie was going to be on his way, you know, to Action Park. And I said, I got to tell Robbie. And when I told Robbie, I kind of felt like, you know, there was no way that this was going to happen with Action Park, just because, like, you know, I never really talked to you. I never really, you know, had any interaction with you. And I said to Robbie, like, listen, man, I get it. You know, there's no hard feelings. Like, if Kevin doesn't, you know, offer me something, or Action Park doesn't offer me, like, I get it. You know what I mean? I never talked to the guy in my life, you know, but, you know, you showing your true colors, Kevin, and with the text messages, and you just made me feel really comfortable. So I didn't think there was no way in hell, you would offer me a contract. But, you know, I can look back on this and say, no matter what happens, I know I went with my gut. And to be honest, my gut never lies. And I'm so excited, man. I really am.
Well, we're happy to have you. And I told Robbie when this was going on, I'm like, listen, Barstool is such a big deal. You have to let Jerry go through this process,
100%.
Take his meetings, and then make that decision for himself. And then hopefully, you know, you knew that his loyalty was to you. But, you know, it's part of the experience. And like we said, all the respect in the world to Barstool. And truthfully, they've been really nice to me, too. And Frankie Borelli, you know, I know Frankie Borelli since a little kid. Big Barstool fan. I'm glad we landed. Durant and Kyrie.
Plus, too, even just to go there, and like Jerry Don said, you know, just to go in there and to see the office.
It's
something that you can't say no to. But Jerry Don, I'm swinging this over to you. Okay, this is something that cracks me up in regards to the negotiations.
Oh my God, I haven't been involved in a knockdown, fucking drag out negotiation like that since the Entourage movie. Fucking exhausted, you guys. Okay, this guy owns this saying. I'm like, what? This guy wants a trademark on like the freeway. No, you can't. The 405 is owned by the state of California.
Now, Jerry, here's something.
We got some bad news for you, Robbie. I'll let you go.
Yeah, here's something that cracks me up. So, you know, we were all kind of keeping everybody in the loop, and I was kind of the middleman a little bit between you two, and Connelly comes back to me, and he says, you know, I said, what does Jersey Jerry want?
Well, first of all, I told you guys, look, you guys got to have lawyers. I gave you that advice, which fucking blew up in my face. And it worked out.
Because of all the different things that
you just have to have.
And you said lawyer. I was like, fuck, what do I need a lawyer for?
Gotta have somebody look at your contract.
Now, this cracks me up, Jerry Dunn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you wanted as part of the contract was you wanted to own the rights to It Was Always Jersey Jerry. And I'll see you in the funny papers. My question to you, Jerry Dunn, do you realize in order to keep the rights to something, you have to have the rights to something, Jerry Dunn?
I mean, listen, my knowledge might have been a little off there. But I'll be honest with you. You know, after getting the contract, I kind of felt like a lawyer. So I wanted to fire back with you know, a couple disputes just to make it seem like I knew what I was really talking about.
You got to do a little back and forth.
But you know, I wasn't just going to get the contract and say, okay, here it is. Here's my John Hancock. You know, listen, at the end of the day, I did want the rights to see you in the funny papers. I may or may not own that.
You, Jerry,
I have to do some research.
I have to. I'm just going to tell you right now that we work together. We're colleagues. You don't own. You do not own. I'll see you in the funny papers.
I figured I didn't own it, but I think there was.
I'm happy to give it to you. I'm happy to give it to you, but you just don't own it, bro. Nor do I. Nor does Robbie. Nor does anybody, for that matter.
You know, you said to me, which is great, when you watched it.
I was in the scene.
I said, "What did you say?" You said, "Yeah, sure. Yeah, you got it, Jerry."
I got on the phone with the lawyer. I was like, "Yo, what do we need to do to close this deal right now? I want to know specifically." Because also, too, the funny thing about the lawyer is my lawyer sends me the contract. He's like, "Yeah, this is for your review." I go, "Nah. I don't review. You review. You tell me what the fuck. I don't know anything. I'm going to look at the contract. You tell me. What is it?" He wants. There's three things. Okay, what? It was always Jersey Jerry. Okay, yeah, sure. Okay. I'll see you in the funny papers. Okay, yeah. Well, he doesn't own that, but all right. I don't have to own it, but he definitely doesn't own it. So, you know, because also, too, you know, I was in that movie. That's a line from John Q.
That's the funny thing. That's what I said to Jerry. I said, "Jerry, you know he was in. I mean, it's from John Q. Denzel Washington says the line. He
I believe I'm in the scene.
You're in the
maybe
fucking
in the scene.
Scene.
I might have seen it live.
So when you
know
heard,
that.
Go ahead, Don.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, after reviewing both offers and stuff, and you know, I knew Kevin was in the movie. I didn't know he was in that scene, and I was watching the scene a couple nights ago, right before I made my official decision, and I just said, you know, how ironic is this? You know, I always said I'll see you in the funny papers, and now here's a guy on the other end. Who was in the movie, was in the scene with one of the sayings I say all the time. And I just said, what a coincidence, man. Like that's got to be it. That's a sign from God. You know what I mean?
Truthfully.
And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, look, one could argue that I have more rights to that saying than you do. But you know what, Jerry? That is, I give that to you. I hope you don't get sued. I would have your lawyer look at that. Yeah. I'll stay away from it.
Don, you say see you in the funny papers.
Yes, exactly.
He was in the funny papers.
And, you know, little story, John Cassavetes, Nick Cassavetes, my buddy, wrote and directed John Q and The Notebook. And his father, John Cassavetes, invented the, you know, he's the godfather of independent film. He was the first guy to go, fuck it. Who cares what the light looks like? Point the camera at me and let's go. You know, he really was. And he apparently used to, that was his thing. I'll see you in the funny papers. And I don't want to misquote it, but I believe he said something like that on or near like his deathbed. Like, what was like one of his things? I'll see you in the funny papers. So he told me to tell you Nick Cassavetes said that it's all yours.
So, so all right. So Jerry Dunn, you might actually end up having the rights.
Hey, listen, in the future, Kevin, we'll sit down and we'll just see what we can do. And that's it.
Right. By the way, I'm happy to help. We're all teammates now.
When you, like, compared to when you have a scene that's like not, you know, you work with a guy like Denzel Washington, okay? The night before, is there a different bit of a buzz going into a scene that you know you're going to have with Denzel rather than if he's not in that in particular scene?
Well, you know, listen, Denzel is obviously the star of that movie. And honestly, when you look back, I mean, the numbers that he puts up in that, his stat line in that movie is, he's just great. So it really was a treat, you know, because I was a hostage. So I was there every day. And there are some days where you go home literally scratching your fucking head going like, maybe I just should stop acting. I can't do that.
Would you get nervous though?
Not even that I would get nervous, but I was just watching him perform on such a high level thinking like, there's no way that it was really, really, really something to watch. It was something special. There's like the one scene at the end where he puts the gun to his head and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm putting like a cloth like for his blood or his brain matter. But I was like there and I'm watching and I was like, I was literally 4 feet away and I'm like, my goodness, this is fucking legit. It's like, I just had not witnessed acting like that in person. So it was a treat.
Well, I tell you, it's unbelievable how this shit just comes full circle. And now here we are, Jerry Diesel.
The funny papers.
You can't script it any better than that. Casey, tell me something. You got the Entourage podcast, Victory the Podcast, over here at Action Park Media. We had an interview with you guys. Fucking awesome. You know, we had an absolute ball.
That was just, you know, that wasn't tampering either.
No, we came in here for the interview. It was one of the best interviews that we've had, for the Brilliance. Yeah. We just had an absolute blast.
And Dylan loves you somehow. He loves you. That's a good thing.
Oh, dude, we have a ball.
Yeah.
I mean, we have an absolute fucking ball.
To quote Kevin Dillon, you're his favorite Instagram follower.
He did. Look,
I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Oh, I heard it too. And trust me, I held on to that like you wouldn't believe. Now,
wait till he gets a hold of the Don.
Oh, wait. That's what I was just going to go. Wait till he gets a hold of the Don. I mean, you got to realize, not to pat ourselves on the back by any means, you got that entourage. You got a whole different entourage coming to your way now.
I love it.
You got Jerry Diesel. You got Matty Rigatoni. You got Joey Colas. Is it going to be too much chaos for you?
Matty Rigatoni is the only one I haven't spoken with yet. Am I going to speak to him on the happy hour?
You're going to be, folks, for those of you who don't know, we are about to head over to the happy hour as well. We got an electric happy hour coming up. Matty Rigatoni.
Virtual.
We got an electric virtual happy hour that we're going to be getting after it on. But you, in a way, you kind of got your little own entourage here right now.
I'm thrilled about the new. I'm actually being this all kidding aside. I'm thrilled about the new lineup.
It's awesome.
I love the new lineup. And Jerry, to you for a second, talk to me about your acting aspirations. I know you want to be an actor, right?
Yeah, before I get started there, Kev, what about a follow from Action Park Media on Instagram?
Oh, he hasn't gotten. God, he hasn't
Who's
got
running?
The
you know what?
That's terrible.
Hey, but to get back. You know, well, I always
he had to get that one out.
Jerry, sorry to cut you off. Just one second. Jerry, another thing that Jerry asked for, which is hysterical, was if you could do a swipe up for his merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to be getting the swipe
up? Oh, that was the other another thing, heavily negotiated, his merch.
Yeah, okay. I love it, Jerry.
You keep your merch. You keep your merch. I love the merch. Keep the merch. You keep the merch.
That was great, you know, with the merchandise. I love it. But getting back to your question, Kevin, now, I used to have these vivid dreams. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and this is early on in sobriety. I would wake up, you know, and I'd have these vivid dreams of me being an actor, and to be honest with you, I think that's my end destination. And to be honest with you, what played a big role in my decision is I think Action Park and Kevin Connolly, I think you can get me there. And you know, no disrespect to anybody else that offered me a deal, but that's kind of the route I want to go here one day. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm going to do the podcast. I'm going to do it, you know, give it 110%. But I see myself in the bright lights. I see myself on set with Jonah Hill, you know, Seth Rogen, guys like that. I know I could be a superstar one day.
Okay, see your responses.
I don't doubt that. I mean, you're a polarizing figure for sure. And then I think, you know, listen, also too, to your point, Jerry. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, we wanted the idea is for Action Park to be producing TV shows and whatever it is, and that'll come in the next phase of, you know, this year later, but that is the ultimate goal. What I would say to you is to sort of, I don't want to say be patient, but you got to find your vehicle, Jerry. Like,
for sure.
You know, the best example that I could use, you know, Billy Bob Thornton, you know, Sling Blade is, do you guys ever see Sling Blade, Jerry?
Right over my head, Jerry Don?
No, Sling Blade, no.
Okay, you guys, I mean.
I seen the Christmas movie he was in.
Right, Bad Santa?
Yeah.
Right, no, this is, but Sling Blade is a character that Billy Bob Thornton had just been working on, and it just was in his head for years and years and years, and then he went out and did this movie for, you know, $1 million. He won an Oscar for writing it, and he made himself a movie star, but he, you know, he developed it, and you just can't jump to it. You really got to develop it and allow yourself the time to go and develop that character and go, okay, this is the character that I want people to look at for 90 minutes. Cause that's the tricky thing.
And we really feel like, even when me and Jerry were talking, we really feel like you could be the guy to take us to that next level, to ramp up the show, and then, you know, take it from there. I mean, Jerry, we had a blast down in Florida, and that's when we really, you know, thought to ourselves, it's like, fuck, man, you know, we could really do something with it. And I think that kind of secured this whole thing. When we went down to Florida, I knew, we both knew, there was no way we were doing anything but Action Park.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you know, what's crazy is so many people have messaged me, and I'm sure so many people have messaged you just on our little 3-day trip to Florida. People were saying, bro, this is like a little TV series, you know what I mean? And think about it. That's the first time me and you have ever met before.
It's unbelievable.
First time you guys have ever met? You've been virtual friends, electric friends.
That was the first time we'd ever met. We used to just DM back and forth. Jerry would watch the show, and I would go to Jerry's page, and Jerry does these call-ins to the radio shows, and you're a New York guy.
Right.
These guys sit on the line all day.
Oh, my God, it's
and
crazy.
They just to get hung up on 30 seconds, and Jerry would have these calls that were so good that Will Kane, Michael Kay, these guys, they would keep them on.
They're like, we don't even care that it's fake. Let's just keep them going.
We would keep them on, and he would just bust their balls, and he would say this and that, and they would keep them on, and they fucking loved them.
Content. Just be a good caller.
Yeah, be a good caller. You know how fast, I mean, you know, you listen to
them. Especially
the
in New York.
Totally. And Jerry's calls were just phenomenal to where we ended up doing. I gave him an over under and a topic on how long he could last to hang up. So I said to him, I said, the topic he got, I'm going to give you 45 seconds. You got to make your case that Gordon Hayward is a top 10 player in the NBA. Obviously, he's not. Jerry goes on. He cashes the over. He does this big spiel in the beginning. And then as soon as he says the Gordon Hayward thing, they hung up on him. Yeah. Just right like that.
But you lasted 45 seconds.
He hit the over. You cashed the over. But look.
By the way, do you record those? I'd love to
hear.
He's
got him.
You got to send me a couple of those calls.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear.
Yeah, I got him in my portfolio.
Jerry, send
you
it
have
right.
A portfolio?
Yeah, you know, if we had a face-to-face meeting, you would have seen it.
What's in your portfolio? What's in your portfolio?
So
I mean, is it a physical
was...
portfolio? Is it a hard copy?
No, it's a physical portfolio. There's a lot of stuff in there. It talks about, you know, my jobs, obviously. This wasn't a job, but it's in my portfolio. I was trained for 2 weeks by a French chef, and I learned to cook French meals. Another thing in my portfolio is I got all my all-star jerseys from baseball in high school. I got little cutouts of them, so you can see that. Like, just to know, like, I'm a good guy, you know, I'm a good kid.
Right. And, you know, I have a French bulldog. As well,
I got four.
Oh, I've been following.
You know, he breeds. We didn't know you had a French bulldog.
I do.
Okay,
I do.
See,
yeah.
Jerry Don. I mean, is Action Park not for you, or is Action Park not for you?
Back to back French bulldogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. I breed Frenchies, Kevin.
Really, but not like in a puppy mill way.
It's an
interesting. He's got quite the operation going on there at the Gilfone House.
Your mom loves it.
Have you had conversations with Miss Gilfone?
I have had a conversation with Miss Gilfone. She loves Matt Dillon.
She loves Matt
she
Dillon,
does, right.
Which is good for KD. And did you get a kick out of Miss Gilfone?
I did, but I loved her on the videos. Yeah, but she was great. Yeah, she loves Matt Dillon.
She's
Matt
an
Dillon is
an
'80s matinee idol.
Well,
and he's a good guy. So
you're going to be getting some more Miss Gilfone for sure.
She's really really putting a lot of pressure on me, Kevin. Listen, I'm not saying this could happen. I'm saying if it can happen, let's try to make it happen. She thinks because I signed this deal and you're friends with Leonardo DiCaprio, she thinks right now that I'm flying out to L.A. and I'm sitting down with Leo and having dinner. And I'm still telling her, listen, like, I don't know if that could happen, Ma. There might be a chance. But she's like, listen, if you're going to sign this contract, I want you to meet Leonardo DiCaprio and I want to be there. I'm just saying, listen.
You should have had your lawyer talk. You should
Jerry, you could have added that to the contract. It was always Jersey Jerry. I'll see you in the funny papers. And I got to have a meeting with Leonardo DiCaprio.
And my merch.
And the merch. And the swipe up for the merch. And you can't let Miss Gilfone down.
Yeah. No, I won't do that. Here's the other thing, too, Jerry. The plan would be, in massive success, or not even, just regular success, which we will have, we got to get you out here. We got to get you to that Hollywood sign.
No question. No question.
For sure.
Well,
Connor,
sure, like
that's,
you even
that's
said
the
to
goal.
Me, he said to me about Jerry, which is true. He wants the Hollywood lap.
Right.
Jerry Don
you
wants
do the, lap.
The convertible.
You go to Craig's.
Down Sunset Boulevard. Right. He wants the whole.
He's going to be so bored when he gets to that Hollywood sign. It's gonna crush you when you see what a shithole the Hollywood sign is.
Look, boys, we got a lot in store. We're going to head over now to the happy hour.
The electric happy hour.
The electric happy hour. Kevin Connolly will be joining us on the happy hour. Jerry Don, you can't script it any better than this, brother. It's go time for us.
You guys look amazing in these hats.
It is. And once again, Kevin, I just want to, you know, extend my gratitude towards you and Action Park for taking a chance on me.
Jerry.
Yeah.
You said it the other, you know, it's not to cut you off, Jerry. You had a good thing going. You know, it's gratitude, no? It's gratitude.
Yeah, gratitude. Yeah. So back to what I was saying, Kevin. I respect you. I respect Action Park. I'm looking forward to putting up big numbers. And I'm telling you, Kevin, this show it's next up. We're next up. I'll see you in the funny papers, Kevin.
I love it.
See you in the funny papers, KC.
You do not own that.
That's a wrap here for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We're headed to happy hour right now. Big things to come.
Action Park Media. At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.